Careers.
Careers Ahead on Talk About with Mary Lucy in association with Cara Credit Union.
Now, Mary, you're very welcome back to our second career slot. Lovely to see you.
Thank you.
What has happened since now? I know we were talking about CAO change of mind deadlines and all. That's gone long past at this
stage.
That
has passed now. Yeah. And the only people that can consider making a change at the moment is if they are currently, say, first-year students in college that are registered in college course in May, they can look at, there's, you know, an extended change of mind for those. So if they want to go to another course, etc., if they're in a college course already. So if there's any students out there, if they look at the CAO on page 31, the document is online, they can see there's quite a few steps involved, and they have up until the 22nd of June if they do wish to change course there. But they need to research that themselves.
Okay, very good. Now, you're going to talk to us a bit today about PLC courses, and there's all manner of them available nowadays. There's never been as much choice.
There is, really. And I suppose I'm focusing on those today because the CAO deadline has passed for the majority of Leaving Cert students. Really, a PLC, a lot of people are calling it now FET, Further Education Training Course, but it is the PLC, and I think that is probably the more commonly known and understood term. A PLC is a year-long course, and you can attain a full QQI Level 5 award during this year. It comprises of 8 modules, and there's communications on every course, and some kind of work element, work experience, or personal development course. There are PLCs in every different aspect you could probably think of. Law, hairdressing, beauticians, accounting, business, etc. Now, there are two kind of focuses on the PLCs. One is for employment and one is for progression. And I think it's easier probably to say courses for college and courses for work. I think it's easier to understand them when you say that. So some are deliberately set up as a pre-university course. For example, like law, and what it does, it is very similar to first year in college if you decide to go to third level. But what it will do is that it really hones in your thinking and your studies, what a law course would be like to study, a full-time law course.
It's like a taster, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And the success rate of students when they progress to third level college after completing a PLC course is far greater than a student who goes straight from Leaving Cert. So I think previously the PLC option was considered maybe Plan B, or if I didn't do well, etc., my Leaving Cert, I considered this route. But in actual fact, there's a big change around in the clientele that are opting for PLC courses. There would be students now who would perhaps maybe 600 points, but what they're doing is they're doing the PLC course, and they are then in a position to make a really well-informed decision about investing €50,000, for example, going to Cork for a year or going to Limerick for a year. So they really are in a good position then to make that decision, because they know, these are the modules I'm going to be studying, this is the kind of material I will have to do, I'm prepared from the point of view of the assessments that are given in PLC. So it duplicates the third level environment, but in a more supported environment for students.
And let's say then, I mean, just for argument's sake, we're taking the example of law there. Let's say you do a PLC in law and you do the year and you like it.
Yeah.
Does anything of what you've learned stand towards your eventual degree if you go to third level?
Well, what will happen is that when you go to your degree, it would be level 8. So when you start off for the first year and the first semester even, which is quite daunting for a lot of students, and they have difficulties in the first semester, they already are really comfortable with an awful lot of the material. So they find they settle into college really well, and they do really well, you know, as part of their course. The other emphasis on the employment, the PLCs for employment, just to make people aware, you can still use those points to apply for college, etc., but the focus on the PLC is that you're work ready. So it's very practical. So, for example, childcare course, SNE, hairdressing, you know, anything to do with like chefs, any course like that, it's very practical and applied. They're considered courses for employability, so they're getting you ready for the work, but you can still use the points that you get from a PLC course to apply to a course in college. So what happens, Deirdre, is that you can get a maximum of 390 points through your PLC course, and they're converted then, and they can be used to apply for a course up to 390 points. And courses that are higher points, for example, you may hear somebody who did a PLC and they got a course that was maybe 500 points. What the colleges do is that they reserve a number of places for students on PLC courses, and they reserve those, and there's a quota of places, and they can apply for those that are higher points.
Okay, that's a great idea for a young person who maybe has an idea that they want to study something in college, for example, but they're not 100% sure.
Right.
It kind of prevents you from making a very expensive mistake as well.
It does,
doesn't
yeah.
It?
And yeah. You are very prepared. And outside of the actual academic material, the environment is quite like a college environment. And the Kerry students would traditionally go to Kerry College here, or they go to PLC in Cork or Limerick, because sometimes they still like to move away from home, but they just don't want to commit financially even, you know, to a third level course
okay.
until they're quite sure.
And what kind of choice is there here in Kerry?
There's a vast array, absolutely, here in Kerry. I mean, as you know, Kerry College, like, there's a number of campuses. There's in Listowel, there's Denny Street, there's Clash, there's in Killorglin, and there's one in Killarney as well. So, you know, there's an array of courses there. One thing I would say to watch is that a lot of students contact me and parents, and they say, you know, I can't decide if it's better to do early childcare at Montessori or early childcare in Cork. With the PLC, the major award is the same, so it might be early childcare, but the colleges can all put a different title on the course. So I might decide that it's better branding if I call it early childcare with Montessori, for example, but my award will be the same. So sometimes students are, I suppose, they look at the title, but they need to look at the major award they're going to get, because they may decide, I'm going to go to Cork, whereas they may be able to complete that in Kerry here locally, and they'll be saving the accommodation costs, etc.
Okay.
So that's something to watch.
And are the PLC courses, is there a fee payable?
Kerry College, there's no fee payable for the majority of the courses. Just to check them out individually, most of them are free. The courses for employability are all free in Kerry College, and the other courses, most of those are free. They would need to just check them individually. And in other colleges, there may be some costs incurred, but a lot of them are free now as well.
Now, you mentioned they're the ones that prepare you for employment, like chefing and hairdressing and those. In terms of the ones that prepare you for third level, it might be a stepping stone. You mentioned law, but there are others as well.
Oh, there's lots. There's engineering, law, business, science, there's veterinary assisting. There's just any course you might consider doing, there would be a PLC related to it that can offer you, you know, the first step and give you an insight into the area that you wish to progress to.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Mary. And are there more and more young people availing of that option?
I think as people are becoming more familiar with it, and I think initially, again, a little bit like apprenticeships, there was a stigma attached that if you didn't go to third level, you weren't as good as somebody, you know, who went to the PLC. I think people are being, you know, they're being more clever, and they're saying, actually, you know, I'm better to go here for a year. And if I do go here for a year, I'll get a foundation. I know I'm making the right choice. And I also will have an insight already built up before I start my full-time course. Now, also what happens, Deirdre, which I've experienced, is some students might say, I absolutely hated the course. And I know I'm so glad I was going to go to UCC for 4 years and pay, for example. And I know it is not for me. So it works both ways. And it's a good time at this stage to find out, after just 1 year with very little cost, for example, that, you know, that wasn't the right course for you. So the outcome will be positive whether or not the student decides they do want to follow the course or they don't.
And are all PLC courses just a year, or some of them longer?
They're all a year, but you can do a second year, and that would be a level 6 PLC course, QQI level 6. Again, it can be in a particular field of study, like business, like childcare. And it is important to realise that a number of colleges, third level colleges, have advanced entry routes created. So just to give you an example, I might decide to do business studies here in Kerry College, first year of level 5. I love it. I decide I'm going to stay and do my level 6 advanced course. I can then apply directly to gain access into year 2 in UCC, for example.
You'd go straight to year 2?
Straight to year 2, once you reach the certain criteria that they're looking for on the QQI level 6 course. And that means, like, I am saving probably, you know, €10,000 if I do that. also, it's important that if you had three or four children and they all were coming up and steps of stairs and going to college, I mean, saving of €10,000 would be quite a lot. You know, similarly, the early childcare, there's advanced entry there into second year. So people need to look and see what are the benefits of the PLC, how will it benefit me in particular, and even to stay there for an extra year and do an advanced course, a level six, what would be the benefits there financially and academically for the student?
The other thing, of course, although I'm not sure it applies as much nowadays as it used to, Mary, but there was a time when, I guess back in the days when kids were sent to school when they were four, that you could get someone who was barely 16 or barely 17 doing the leaving, and I suppose it gave them that little, would give them that little year.
It does, because they're very young then if they're heading off somewhere, say for example just to Dublin.
Or somebody who's who's maybe might be 17 or 18 but might be a young 17
That's
or 18
right,
and needs that year to mature before they actually go to college.
They're not ready, and sometimes as well they might be a little bit of a home bird, so therefore they have another year at home, we'll say, or locally with their friends and family, etc., their support. And you find that then after the year, the development from a personal perspective and an academic is absolutely huge in that year during the PLC. It's a really good, positive environment for students to develop, I found. So I find they're a completely different person at the end of, say, in June when they finish compared to when they came in September. And also, I suppose, the PLC sector is fantastic for mature students who wish to progress or, you know, change course direction, for example, in a career or return to education. It is absolutely fantastic. And again, a course for employability there, that's training somebody. That means after a year, they can move into a different sector and work. That might be ideal for somebody who's not in a position to move away from home.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's daunting for them, the thought of it, I mean, I met some students and they told me they were physically sick before they walked in the first day back to college, you know, some mature students at the thought of it all, that they hadn't been to school for maybe 15, 20 years. By the end of the year, I always found they didn't want to leave. And they said, I so wish I was at the beginning of the course. So there's a complete turnaround. So if you're a mature student and you're considering going back to education at college, any college, don't let fear or lack of confidence stop you, because you have to remember everybody on the first day of college, whether you're leaving cert or a mature student, they all feel completely overwhelmed and they're nervous. So everybody feels the same. Whereas I always found that the leaving certs felt the mature students knew everything, and the mature students felt the leaving cert students knew everything, but none of them know anything in reality, so that they all get on great. And there's always a great kind of support system in a class, like the mature students bring something that the leaving certs don't have, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So it's normally a very positive experience.
Okay. And just the final question about that before we take a quick break, Mary. Is it also, are the PLC courses also free to mature students, or is it just to?
Yes, they are. It would be the same. If they're free, they're free for everybody. And also important is that SUSE grants, you can get a SUSE grant, for example, for a PLC course or back to education, whatever, if it's applicable, and it doesn't impact your SUSE grant if you decide to go to college afterwards.
So okay.
It's considered a different level.
Where can people go to get a full rundown of what PLC courses are available here in Kerry? I suppose the Kerry College
Kerry
website.
College website, and there's Fetch Courses, FETCH courses.ie, and that shows you you can do a search there, and it shows you every course in every country, every county, and the different options for the courses, etc. as well.
Perfect. Well, listen, we're going to take a break. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who have questions for Mary, Mary Lucy, our careers expert. If you have anything you'd like to ask her, whether you're thinking of a career change, or maybe you have a young person in your house who's kind of unsure of what career to follow or what might suit them, do feel free to send in a question to us on 0667123666. For now, though, at 17 minutes past two, we'll take a break.
Careers Ahead on Talk About with Mary Lucy, in association with Cara Credit Union.
Now, lots of questions coming in about PLC courses, Mary. A mother was in touch and she wants to know, if her daughter does a PLC course next year, can she add on the points she gets to her Leaving Cert points?
No, I'm afraid she can't, unfortunately. The maximum points that her daughter can get if she gets all distinctions in her PLC course is 390. So she can't add them on, unfortunately. So if she has more points in the normal Leaving Cert, they will stand still, you know, but it'll be the advantage. First of all, if it's a linked course, she might be able to apply and get a place if it's higher points. And it's the experience of studying in the area for the year, Will enable her to make an informed choice if she does decide to go to college afterwards.
Okay, we also have a hairdresser who is interested in studying to be a primary school teacher. So that's an interesting career change, and more power to her. What would she need to do? Is she wants to know if there's any courses in Tralee that might start her on the right road.
Well, she will have to follow the route as a mature student. I'm guessing she's a mature student if she's a hairdresser. She will have to follow the route that they have laid out for, we'll say, for example, Mary Eye or St. Pat's, if she wants to do it there, or some of the colleges. She'll have to check. There are entry criteria, for example, Irish and maths, etc., that she must ensure she has, or she must achieve those before she will be accepted on. But the best thing to do is take a look online to see the mature category or the mature entry for Mary Eye for primary teaching. There is a PLC pre-teaching course. Now, what it will do is that it will give her an insight into psychology of teaching. She'll have a little bit of maybe teaching practice, etc. So she'll get a feel and an insight to see if this is for me and if I can do it. So she could do that in Kerry here, but it won't give her it won't give her a way into the teaching. She has to follow the mature route for that.
Okay. This is a very interesting one. A listener says her son just completed the leaving. He's very artistic and he wants to do tattoo artistry. She's wondering, has Mary ever come across any courses available that would cover this, or might it be part of another course?
Actually, there was a course in tattoo artistry in Kerry College, which I introduced myself actually.
Wow.
4 years ago. But it's actually not running anymore. But my advice there would be, if they did something in the, say, art portfolio or a PLC in art or a PLC in graphic design or animation, and they can incorporate the designs that they are taught how to do, with the tattooing, the interest in tattooing. So therefore, they can use the skills they're taught to draw and to use the different applications and packages, and they can design tattoos and then they can follow a route for the tattooing after that. So it would be very beneficial to them.
Well, that's very good advice. Now, you also want to talk a little bit this week, or this month, I should say, Mary, about tips on completing application forms. I'm assuming sometimes people go wrong, or they find them tricky or difficult.
They do, Deirdre, yeah. I work with a lot of people completing application forms, and they all make very similar mistakes. So today I thought I would just go through a few items that I find that people do. Firstly, they really need to give them time. I sometimes get a call on a Monday and they say, I have a job application, it's to go in on Wednesday. And you really need to give it time. If it's a job that you're dying to get, for example, I would work with somebody over and back maybe for a week, and we'd have maybe four drafts of an application form. So that's the first thing, to really take time to do it right. Secondly, one application form must be made out or completed for every different job. The same application form isn't any good, just cut and paste it. That's really important. And with every job, as you know yourself, there will be a description about what the job is like, and then there'll be a description about the duties, for example, and the person they want and the qualities they want them to have for the job. So that's the key when you're completing your application form. So you need to see what's the description for the job, how I can do that job, and they're the kind of words you use then in your application form. So say, for example, they want somebody who's a good networker. Then in your application form, you highlight the fact that you've networked with a number of people and there's a result, etc. Use the words that they're using in the job description to highlight what you can do. So you must match them carefully there. And it is well worth taking your time. Also, if you can, for example, show some positive results of different activities or tasks or duties that you did. So, for example, if you said that I changed, a particular process in a workplace, and the result of it meant that efficiency was increased by 10%. I introduced a new social media campaign and we got 1,000 new followers. So figures like that are impressive and they're easy to understand. So that's important as well. Also, to make sure it is accurate, the amount of people that make mistakes, punctuation, spelling. I know it sounds really simple, but
it gives a bad impression.
It does, it really does. And they don't follow the instructions. So, for example, they might say, include your work experience, latest date first, and they've put in 1990 to, and they put the they don't follow the instructions in the application form. And again, it's very annoying, you know, for someone, because it means they have to go backwards and they're trying to work out dates, etc. So you have to consider, if the person on the other side reading this, if they're you want to impress them, to make out that, you know, you are a match for this job. So therefore, that's why it's so important to have it matched to the job description and the person specification, and that you ensure then that you will be called for an interview, which is the next stage. But the application form is the first point, and people sometimes just focus on, if they get the interview, they prepare, but they must prepare just as much and spend as much time on the application form.
We did have a question about that that came in earlier, about an application form, from Anne, and she wanted to know, what does it mean when they say give competency-based examples?
Yeah, that's kind of typically what they would ask now on an application form. So, for example, they may say one of the skills that they're looking for, qualities in the person, is good communication. And they're asking you to give two competency-based examples to show that you have good communications. And what they mean is that it's a real-life example demonstrating that you have good communication skills. So you might say, if it was you, Deirdre, and they're looking for communication, and they said, you know, two competency-based examples, you might say, I present a radio programme, you know, on a daily basis, I'm communicating with so many people, etc. And you might say, I was a journalist, so I also had to write stories, and I had to engage with people. So they're concrete examples, real-life examples, to show that you've got that skill. And a lot of people don't do that. So they start reciting different things about their, you know, they're an excellent speaker, they're good at, you know, doing this, etc.
They're on the school debating team. Yeah.
But they need to give concrete examples. Yeah. And that's what they mean by competency-based.
Okay. A couple of people as well wanted to know, how far back do you need to go with work experience? I mean, I waited on tables in New York in 1982, kind of thing.
It depends on each of the job descriptions. Because if they're looking for someone with a great work ethic and, you know, very, you know, flexible, good organisation, if you work from a very young age, I mean, I know, for example, I worked from a very young age in the business at home, and that instilled a work ethic in me that I learned nowhere else, and it wasn't, you know, developed or nurtured anywhere else except at home. So therefore, depending on the jobs I was going for, I might have mentioned that, and it's so many years ago now. It would depend on the job description. If you were developing relevant skills that you are still using today, I would say it's relevant to put it in.
Okay, very good. Just a question that came in a bit late, Mary, but I'm going to put it to you because this lady sounds very worried. Her daughter has done a year in college, but she's not happy with the course. She's thinking of taking a year out and filling up her CAO for next year. But the mom is wondering, will there be more fees after the €3,000 fee?
There will, yeah, unfortunately. If she's paid her college fees, this year €3,000, the government pay a subsidy for every student when they start. And they only pay that subsidy once. So the fact she has first year completed now, it means that if she goes back to first year again, she'll have additional fees to pay. It's about, depending, but it's around 5,800 or something like that. So it's almost double. Her options could be that she could look at maybe a PLC level 6 to see if she could feed into a second year in college somewhere. It depends on the course she wants to do. And also, she still has some time, a little bit of leeway if she wanted to change her college course this year. So if she thought of, you know, if she was interested in another college course, she should take a look and see, you know, the extended late application for a student who's registered, if she was still registered on the course in May of this year. So there are two options she could look at. But unfortunately, the fees would... The only thing she could do is that if she opted for an apprenticeship, which also equates to a level 8 degree, an honours degree, she wouldn't have any college fees.
Okay, that's very good. Unfortunately, we're out of time, Mary, but before we let you go, a lot of people want to know how to get in contact with you. I know you had quite a reaction from last month as well, which is good to hear. How can they email you?
Just marylucy, L-U-C-E-Y, at careerahead.ie.
And you have a website as well?
Yeah, just careerahead. Yeah.
Careerahead.ie.
And my number is 087-933-8941. 087-933-8941.
Very good. And you do career advice for people of all ages and all backgrounds.
All backgrounds, yeah.
Great stuff. Mary, interesting stuff, very interesting stuff about PLC courses. I think you really explained it very well. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next month, all going well. And get out and enjoy the sunshine whenever it comes out.
I will, of course. Thank you.